Alaska's U.S. senators have issued a second round of statements following the rally of white nationalists last weekend in Charlottesville, Virginia. But this time, their criticisms are aimed at President Trump. Senator Lisa Murkowski posted her remarks on Facebook last night, a day after the president's press conference in Trump Tower. She wrote, quote, "What the president said yesterday was wrong. There is no moral equivalence between those who are inciting hate and division and those who took to the streets to make it clear that those views are unacceptable." Murkowski had previously condemned bigotry and anti-Semitism without mentioning Trump or his assertions that many sides were to blame for the violence. Senator Dan Sullivan's second Facebook post says, quote, "Anything less than complete and unambiguous condemnation of white supremacists, neo-Nazis, and the KKK by the President of the United States is unacceptable. Period." The senators join a number of fellow Republicans in Congress who say the president should have condemned neo-Nazis and white nationalists more forcefully. This morning, Trump issued a series of tweets blasting his critics and lamenting the removal of Confederate statues from American cities. Alaska Congressman Don Young declined to answer a question today in Anchorage during a press conference with other Western state House members.
Congressman, we'd like to hear your thoughts on the events in Charlottesville.
And we're not on that subject right now. We're talking about resources. I brought these people up to see it. They've seen it. Next.
Young's spokesman later provided a written statement that says, "I stand united with Americans from across all corners and demographics of our nation in condemning the violence, hatred, and bigotry in Charlottesville."